welcome back, guests, to Raw Thoughts Podcast. Another week, another episode coming to you. And I just want to thank everybody once again for coming around another week listening to another person's story. So here on this podcast, I bring on just kind of our general population, and we talk about their stories. Whatever their story is to them, I am an open platform for you to be able to have your voice heard. So if you are thinking, how do I get my voice out there? Where do I go? Reach out to me. Let's get connected and bring you on to the podcast. So today I'm really excited to meet Krishna. So I actually reached out to her through Instagram, lots of networking events through the Valley, but just getting to know more of who is in our world, who is in our community, and what are they doing. So Krishna, kind of tell us like who you are, what brought you to Idaho, and what you're doing right now.
It's a long, long story.
Hey, we got an hour.
Yes,
you're good.
That's why I'm here. So
absolutely.
It's a long story, and there has been some goods and the bads, you know, but it all brought me here. We recently, it's going on over 2 weeks now since we moved out here. We were in Oregon for less than a year. And prior to that, we were in Reno and then originally born and raised in Southern California. And so with being from Southern California and from what I'm hearing from everybody that has moved out here, especially in the Boise area, is there's a lot of people coming out here.
Yeah.
So
there is a lot of people.
Because, you know, California, you know, all the politics, things like that, everybody just wants to get out. So I was one of the few that got out, you know, prior to COVID. We've been in Reno back in 2018. A little background for me is I have been working remote for the last, it feels so long. It's like even before COVID, about 4 years now, and within working remote, it's actually giving me more opportunities to travel a little bit, but now it's just settling down out here in Idaho, enjoying the weather. Being in Oregon, it was it rains a lot.
Yeah, it takes a damper on you.
Yes, it does. And sometimes, especially if you have a dog or if you're an outdoor person, you kind of just want to be outside. You don't want to be indoors. It kind of like you feel trapped. And so one of the main reasons we decided to come out here was it was a few years back during the fires, to the point where I forget which fire it was. I think it was about 2 years ago, where we actually saw the smoke coming up here. We originally had plans to go camping back in Oregon when we were still in Reno. And so when we came out here, we just thought, because we did have a friend that just moved out here, was becoming a real estate agent, and she just like wanted to show us the area and tell us a little bit about it. And one of the things that we were told is that it's very pet friendly, which we enjoy, especially having our dog. And we enjoyed the atmosphere, the city life, the just being low key. Originally from Southern California, when you think California in general, you think busy, crazy driving. Mm-hmm. I grew up actually between San Diego and Orange County. And within those areas, we were kind of in the suburbs. And so it was kind of low-key, you know. You didn't have to drive too much. Now in California, it's like it takes you 2 hours to get point A to point B.
Yeah.
And so we kind of enjoyed that kind of, like, experience. As well, when we were in Reno, we also enjoyed the weathers and the seasons. And when we were in Oregon for a year, it was like rain. We got the weather, we got the seasons change, like the leaves change, but we really enjoyed the snow when we were in Reno. So, and I've heard that sometimes it does snow down here, and I was told that last year out in Idaho that you guys got gypped, right, because of the snow, right?
Yes, we didn't have that great of a winter this last year.
So we are excited of how the seasons are going to be, especially just getting a house. We recently moved into the Napa area within the last less than 3 weeks, enjoying driving now, being able to pump our own gas, which is interesting. Sometimes we did get lazy and just enjoyed someone pumping our gas in our cars, but getting used to that. Enjoying the weather, especially during the summer seasons. I feel like there's a lot of options out here giving us that opportunity. I think that's pretty much it. What brought us out here to,
that's awesome,
to Idaho.
It's very interesting. I've talked to a lot of people that are moving into our areas right now. And, you know, this last week we've hit like 104 degrees. And a little tidbit about Idaho, we are about the only location or one of the slim to none locations where we have over 114 degrees in our weather system of a change. So we can go below zero, we can get into the negatives, and we can go over the 100-degree mark. And there's not very many places where that can be such a drastic change within your year. Most, I think it's like your average of like 70 degrees change. Oh, wow. And yeah, we can go from like, you know, last year I think we got into like 114, and then we got into like, well, I've been here where it's gotten to negative 17 before. Oh, wow. So yes, drastic changes. So we felt like we got gypped last winter when we're like, where is all the snow? We want it colder. But
Reno got gypped the year during COVID. It started snowing within like a couple or before COVID happened. And it was like snow season, and it was like, oh no, we're going to shut down everything. It was just like, yeah, it sucked for everyone that was doing skiing, snowboarding.
Yeah.
My husband, he loves snowboarding, and he was just like, seriously, this is not fair.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So you guys are new to the area. Mm-hmm. How is that, you know, you work remotely, but how is that getting up and going for you guys as a couple, as, you know, community members? Like, how do you learn about what's going on?
I think it's just even before coming down here, and moving down here prior to that, it was taking a look on what's happening on social media, especially Instagram, and giving an idea of like, hey, what's going on? What's going on each weekend? Farmers market, if there's like brewery events, dog events, just seeing what's out there and what's available. I think this Friday I saw there's like cherry picking on a Friday. In Caldwell, if I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting to see like how much interesting community activities are going on and what the community is doing. I'm seeing a lot of just like social interest, like there's a lot of interest in doing podcasts. I'm seeing a lot of that, which is something especially coming into when we were in Reno. If anybody hasn't been to Reno, it's very, I would say it's a small town, it's growing, but coming to into Idaho, it's just like, oh, there's a lot of community events, you know, there's a lot of things going. It's not just, I wouldn't say it's just Boise, but just the other areas, including like Meridian, Napa, Caldwell, Star, and Eagle. I think last week they had the Eagle Fun Days or something like that.
Yep.
It's interesting to see there's like something interesting to see that there's something available for families, you know, there's events for different options that you are looking for. So on doing, you know, outdoor activities, indoor activities, just having that available is something that we find ourselves just getting out, especially buying a house, you know. It's like you buy a house and it's like, okay, we're kind of stuck and just like, hey, we have to, we literally have to put money on putting grass in our backyard, but still gives us finding those opportunities and just figuring out something for us to do, especially moving in.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to have you tell the story of how you actually met your realtor.
Where do I start?
Because this kind of shows you who you are,
yes,
what you were doing, more of your background, and then also how you kind of made that connection.
Yeah. So she's my favorite person. I call her like my big sister. But literally, it was going back to a few years ago. I used to have a social platform, and we would attend like social events, conventions, things like that. And so after those events, some of us, you know, we don't want to go home. We want to go, like, hang out at like, a boba place or get some food before we headed home. Me and another friend, we parked our car in a parking garage. And so you're, like, wondering, like, how's that, like, tie into meeting our realtor? And so when we parked our cars in the parking garage, we came back we parked our cars like on the top level so we can actually just making sure that there's available parking for us, you know, so we're not parking in like the second, third level, you know. And so when we came back, we were driving down, and myself and another friend, we were driving down, we realized there's a chain blocking our way from getting out of the garage. And so, yeah, what would you do? I think it was about even before 10 o'clock. It might have been 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And so we were like, okay, there's a phone number on the wall. Let's call. And this was the local police department. I called dispatch. Once I called dispatch, I told them, so our cars got stuck. There's no signs that told us that we had to leave at a certain time. And so with that, they sent a police officer. And so the police officer was trying to figure out by calling security along with dispatch, trying to figure out certain ways of getting us out. You know, it felt like 1 or 2 hours. And during that time, especially if you have a social platform, and the new thing back then was going on Facebook Live. So, and so we recorded our time. I even made a joke when the police officer came by and pulling up, I was like, is this officer going to arrest us or help us or something like that? I have the recording. I can look bad at it. But within like 1 or 2 hours, he was able to call his superior to get the okay to cut the chain. And with us going on Facebook Live, we recorded the whole thing. So, and again, I think when I was telling you about the story, I wrote this all down. You're just like, well, how does this tie into meeting our realtor? So, long story short, just continuing the story, a few months later, we found out that the officer passed away in a car accident. And so within that time, like, I think it was maybe within 1 or 2 days, my grandmother just passed away when we just had her funeral. And so I was like, ugh. You know, another bad thing, you know, it was like we had footage of the police officer cutting the chain, you know, and we're like, in the power of social media, I got connected with his sister, his mom, his coworkers, just everybody. And so we were able to get that footage to his family, his coworkers. And one of the things I still remember this day is his sister saying, they don't have a picture. I think it was his sister or his mom saying that the last picture that they had of him was, like, he usually doesn't smile or something like that. And so with that, they were able to see the video with him smiling, you know, and they were so appreciative. And I was like, you know what, if anything, with me sending the video, we met up with them. I actually held a park cleanup for them, just in appreciation, you know, like, hey, he helped us. I was like, it was back then I was still living with my family, and I was in my like early 20s or late 20s or something like that. And I was like, I need to get home, you know, and it was just either like, hey, calling my parents and telling them I'm like stuck in a parking garage. But he was able to get his superior to cut the chain. And long story short, continuing on how I met my real estate agent was that her name is Denise. I love her to death. And she literally was handling all their social media on Instagram. At the time, she was a detective for the department. I got in touch with her, and back to doing like the park cleanup, she helped us get that set up for his family, get in touch with them by seeing what they needed during that time. Like, I even sent pizza, you know, just to be, you know, I'm that type of person, like, I care, and I, like, if I like you, I'll send you gifts here and there, you know. And sometimes they do say police officers do have a bad rap, and I like to say is, what about their families, you know? Even though officers have a bad rap, it's all, think about their families. What do they think when their loved ones are putting on uniforms, you know, they're in that position of, hey, we're not in the uniforms, so what can we say? You know, it's like, I wouldn't say it's like mom's the word, like, I like to say is, hey, I think about their families, like, yeah. It's not just about the officers, it's their families, and what they're thinking, because, you know, in the last couple of years, especially with everything going on, it's like they talk about the officers, but how about their families at the end of the day? But long story short, going back to Denise.
You're good. You're telling a good story.
And so after she moved on from that police department, she left for another city. And then she retired and then moved over to Idaho. And she's the friend that we met when during those fires happened a few years ago, told us a little bit about Idaho, became a real estate agent. And within, I think, last month, we got connected with her again and saying, hey, we're kind of interested in looking for a house. Can you help us?
Yeah.
And she's a doll, and she is a powerhouse to be reckoned with. And she helped us get our house within less than 30 days. And so she's, again, within everything that has happened within the last couple years, even though there has been some negatives, you know, I feel like whatever you do in the long run can turn into a positive and set you in the right direction on whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, one reason why I wanted you to tell that story is because it's actually hilarious. I was in your position just last night, and you saw it through my social media, right? I got stuck on a trail, and I had to have an officer come out because, I mean, who else is going to break this open, right? You call for the officers, they come out, they end up having to get the fire department coming out and helping. And it's a longer, you know, endeavor. And I did not go Facebook Live, but definitely a lot of my followers knew what was happening and reaching out to me and seeing, you know, they're like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm just literally stuck on the road. Like, same thing. There was no sign. Mm-hmm. There was nothing, right? The officer was very helpful. But one thing that was actually really strange was there was some other hikers that came back down and they were elderly. Mm-hmm. And the lady looked at me, she goes, is he being nice to you? And I was like, yes, he's being nice to me. Like, officers, first responders, I've been in the realm, I've seen it. Mm-hmm. I've been the person that they don't like. It's a uniform. It's an authority figure that people just don't tend to draw for positive aspects.
Yeah.
But yet when you need their help, they're the ones that you call and they're the mm-hmm. ones that show up, right? And so, you know, within that story, it really shows your character as a person of saying like, hey, like they're just a human, you know? Like I just had one tiny interaction with him and I was able to, you know, get his authentic self. Mm-hmm. I was able to showcase to his family and his friends and his coworkers like who he was. It wasn't like he was trying to put on a show. It wasn't like, you know, you were trying to put on a show. It was just him in his element doing what he needed to do. And it's so gracious for you to show that love to them back mm-hmm. and saying like, first of all, here's some footage of him, you know, that they would never be able to see, you know, without you reaching out. But then also just the support and the love of, you know, doing the park cleanup and doing those events for them. That definitely shows your character as a person. And I applaud you for that. And then the other part of it is like how small our world really is.
Yeah.
It was just a fluke of an incident where you guys got stuck, you know, in the parking garage. Then you meet this officer. Then, you know, then the story goes that he passes away. You want to show your love. Now you've made another connection, mm-hmm. you know, with Denise. That's not what you were drawing after. That's mm-hmm. not what you were seeking. That's not what you were looking for. That just happened to be a human interaction within, you know, those things. Same when I read your story today, like before preparing, I was like, oh my gosh, how is this even like, I'm not the only idiot that gets stuck somewhere and has to call the police and get me out.
It happens. And earlier when you were mentioning that there was no signs, I have to piggyback off that story because we literally, after finding out that the officer passed away, I think it was months later. I think it was after the park cleanup. I went to the parking garage that same place, and I kind of drove around. I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna take a peek. And literally they put a sign up saying we will chain up levels. I don't remember what the sign said, but we will chain up at a certain time if your cars are still here, you're not getting out of here.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So I was like, I wonder how many times that chain has been broken prior to us. And I'm just like, you know what? It's crazy how life happens at the end of the day. And just, I think what you were saying is just being your authentic self, you know, just being the person that you want to be and not just being judged on like, hey, you shouldn't be doing that. That's not your, like, why do you feel like you should spend time to volunteer, send gifts, or spend time with sending messages? You know, it's like, there's no why. It's like, I just want to do it, you know? Yeah. I just, like, I understand, like, hey, it's something, like, in our human nature that we should care, you yeah. know? And I feel like sometimes it's like we bypass and someone doesn't say anything. It's like, you don't know. Like, hey, it's like yesterday I actually drove after leaving Costco, about to turn left on the street. I saw a lady, her car, the gas door was mm-hmm. open. I was like, and the, what is it called? The knob to
right,
cover like, the gas.
Yep.
And I was like, you should close that. I'm like honking so bad. Like, hey, yeah. close it, you know? Yeah. I don't know what's happening, especially it's hot. And I don't know if, because I know in California when it gets hot, things explode or catch on fire. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to honk and get her attention. And luckily enough, when I made that left turn, I think she pulled over to close that door.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows, like, little things matters at the end of the day to just help people out. Or even though people ask why, it's like, wouldn't you want to do it? You know,
yeah.
it's at the same time, it's like, hey, if you were in that opposite end, wouldn't you want someone to reach out, say yeah. something, do something, you know? Because sometimes when I see that, it's like it brings back humanity back in trying to be in a positive direction.
Absolutely. And I mean, one of my biggest phrases in life that I say is why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of asking like, why do you do that? Or how come you do that? You know, and even just as simple as like, why? The best response is like, why not? Why not tell the person that they're, you know, what is it hurting?
Mm-hmm.
You're not hurting anything. You're actually hurting them if you don't say something.
Yeah.
And you're doing more harm if you don't reach out to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I think that's a simple thing to say back. It's like, why not? You yeah. know?
And it's the same thing in the workplace. I think there are many books that I never finish that my husband laughs at me because he says that I don't read that often. But I love those self-help books
mm-hmm.
and I have like just a little small bookshelf, and it's usually about being a manager, you know. It's like, hey, you're not a good manager if you don't say something. They don't know if you don't say, hey, you should, like, hey, can we help you on this, hey, did you know XYZ, you know. It's like, if you were being in a manager's position and if you were that person that needed help, you wanted that help, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like I've seen just with my long years of just work experience is that sometimes people or managers don't say anything at the end of the day. And it's like, if you don't tell me, how do I know if I'm doing my job right?
Yeah.
That's just trying to, like, I think sometimes it's one of those times where it's like, hey, do you know that we should say something, you know, when to speak up? I think if anything, I don't know if I'm going on a tangent, but
you're good. You're
but
good.
If anything, it's just to speak up, you know,
yeah.
it's like, say it, don't just keep in your mind. Everybody wants to know it because you don't know if you're saying the right word. I've had a coworker where she's like, did you mean, or cause I said the word tidbat or something like that. And she's like, you mean tidbit, right? I was like, yeah, that's what I meant. Thank you for letting me know. Like, it felt bad to me, like, inside. But at the end of the day, I'm like, yes, there's actually someone that wants to say something and not saying, hey, she has a bad pronunciation problem. I'm just going to say it out loud and help you know that, hey, I'm not trying to correct yourself. I'm trying to help you understand you're saying the word wrong.
Yeah.
We're okay. I'm not going to laugh at you for it.
Yeah. Well, and the thing of it is that if she had not said that, you would have kept saying it the same way. And then somebody else is going to be like, oh, she says that wrong every time. And it's like, because you've never gotten corrected, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to continue to do the things that you do until somebody steps in and says, hey, did you actually know that there's a different way to do it? Or, hey, did you mm-hmm. know that you could be doing it, you know, in this direction or that way? You don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, so many leaders, and I don't even want to call them leaders, but bosses and management, they want to hold on to their information. And yeah. they're like, they don't want to give it away. And it's like, you know, why? Like, spread that.
Yeah.
It, the knowledge in your brain is not helping anybody. Mm-mm. And you're not going to get far in your career or, you know, in life just holding on to what you have. Like, share your knowledge, give it out. It's free.
Yeah.
Like, and if you are afraid that somebody else is going to take your knowledge and they're going to be better than you, or they're going to be, you know, stronger than you or faster than you or whatever it is, like, they have their own problems, and that's probably not what they want. Like, they don't want to just steal your information. Like, that is what life is about. And that's what, you know, I want this podcast to be, mm-hmm. is just sharing the knowledge of, hey, guess what? Like, you know, now I know to not go on that trail after, you know, a certain time because you get locked. And I want to be able to share that information just like you do, you know, with the information that you share, is because how else is anybody going to know if we don't say anything?
Yeah.
They're not. They literally, how would they?
Yeah.
You know? So tell me a little bit about Meet My Human.
Oh, yeah. So this is, I wouldn't say it's second iteration, but just another social platform or just something in general that I want to own that's mine, you know? And as you know, there's sometimes, just like if anything, you want to do something that you love to do. And for my background, I come within doing a lot of digital marketing, a lot of paid advertising, doing ads on Google, Facebook, a lot of hospitality, automotive, things like that. And I feel like I'm using it on my clients' behalfs, you know, and I have gained so much knowledge just running certain digital platforms. And I always said, hey, how can I take this knowledge and use it, I wouldn't say to my advantage, but do something that I love, you know? And so with Meet My Human, which is adorable, I'll explain with that title, but one of the things in the recent years is I have a dog. And within having a dog, I find myself asking, hey, can I, you have seen those t-shirts, like, I'm not going anywhere unless I can take my dog,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so with that, I was like, you know, how can I tie that in? This is like maybe a year ago. I was like, maybe I could do like a community group of hiking, like meet up at a hiking trail, things like that. And when it came the time where we were moving up here to Idaho, I was thinking, you know, it's pet friendly. What can I do to have something that's my own before we even move to Idaho? And I thought, it's like, I like my dog. I like going to the dog parks. I like putting things together. And so my thought was maybe do a dog community group or a business of some sort. And so one of the ideas I thought was if I could put together something with a cute name. And I thought if it was my dog, especially because we have always took her to the dog parks. And so with her, with us at the dog parks, we always interact with other dogs, you know, and we get to know the dog's names. And we never introduce or we never ask other dog owners their names. We just know the other dogs, you know, and their names. And so I was like, you know what, if it was my dog and if she could speak and if anything, if my dog came up to another dog with his or her dog owner, I would imagine she would say, meet my human, you know? And so I was like, you know what? That's actually a cute name. I'm going to use Meet My Human. Lucky enough, I looked around. It didn't seem like anybody else used Meet My Human. And I understood, like, Idaho was really pet friendly, you know, just being out here a few times and knowing, like, a lot of the breweries, there's a lot of dog parks, just a lot of activities going on. And so I was like, you know what? Let's see if I could put together and get involved and see if I can bring all of the people within the Boise, Meridian, and Napa area to see if they would come to these meetups, you know? And so with Meet My Human, it's the whole purpose is to get everyone who has their pets, their dogs, to come out to these meetups at like coffee bars, breweries, just at food parks, you know. So we're not leaving them at home, you know, and giving the opportunities and supporting business as well to understand that, hey, we have our animals and we don't want to leave them at home. It's less the weather permitting.
Right.
And so with that, I was like, you know what? There's an idea going, and I think let's see where it goes. And so I recently launched Meet My Human. It feels like a month ago, literally a month ago. And trying to find everyone that has a dog, you know? And it's easy to find followers, that especially the ones that have Instagram profiles just for their dogs, you know? And I feel like a lot of them, to me, with just being, I wouldn't say antisocial or not being able to go out that often, you know? And so I find that a lot of people that are dog owners tend to not go out that much, you know, because they don't want to leave their little one or their animals long at a long periods of time. So I find with Meet My Human as an ability to be open to everyone that can just socialize a little bit more, not just with their dogs, and start a conversation. Because going back to if you have a dog, you have always gone to the dog park, and like I said, will know the other dog's name, but you wouldn't know their dog's owner's name. So one of the things I made during our last meetup is introduce yourself, you know, and then your dog, and tell us like one of the things that your dog would say about yourself. You know?
Fun.
Because I want it to be where you become friends, you know, and be able to just be and understand that with Meet My Human is that it's not necessary that you need to come out to these events all the time, you know. It's like, hey, there's also these businesses that support dog-friendly to bring your dogs and being able to just go out more, especially with COVID.
Yeah.
I think everyone's afraid of like not wanting to go out and staying inside. And I know with our dogs is that they want us to be social.
Yeah. They need it. They need that interaction, you know, for themselves, but then for you. I actually had to put my Golden down a year ago, a week ago. And I miss her terribly because she was like my best friend, right? She would get in the car. I would take her everywhere. I mean, my family took her everywhere. And it's an interaction piece, you know, within other people. And we actually didn't go to dog parks because she was such a, like, she didn't love other dogs. She was never mean with them, but she was just like, no, mom. Like, she was crouched underneath my legs. Like, she could just care less. She didn't care about the interaction. She wanted my attention for sure. Didn't care about other dogs. But like you said, it's also showing the local community areas where dogs are allowed. You know, hey, come out to this brewery, bring your dog, have a drink. Like, we are all encompassing and welcoming. Yeah. And I think, you know, within our area of Boise and the whole Treasure Valley, we are very dog friendly. I mean, there's a lot of restaurants, there's a lot of patios where you see, you know, they have dog bowls for water. Yes. And you go to those other, you know, you go to a lot of other cities and it's like, no dogs allowed, no dogs allowed, no dogs allowed. And I get it. I mean, there's a part of it where in those bigger cities, I totally get there's probably too many dogs would probably become, but we are like, we're a very active place. We're a very active lifestyle in the Treasure Valley. And I think that's what gets people drawn here is our lifestyle. Like, it's very encompassing. It's very open. It's very, you know, accessible. Like, you know, you mentioned the Eagle Fun Days. Like, that's a family event. You know, you can come on out. You're within the community. You have the cherry picking. You have, you know, the derby cars. Like, there's so many different activities that it's whatever you are drawn to. You know, if you have a dog and you want to be drawn to other people that have dogs, this is a great way for you to meet up, you know? And I think it's that little bit of social anxiety that can be taken away from it, because it's not all about you. You know, it's like, oh, this is what my dog does, and these are the toys that they play with.
That's how the conversation gets started. And it's just like, even yesterday we were walking back home and we walked past a lady and with her dog, and she's like, hey, can we meet? Like, hey, can see if they like each other, you know? And it's just, and it starts a conversation, you know? And of course we got the name of the dog. We got introduced to the dog owner, and she gave us a little bit background. And I think, again, it's that social anxiety. It's like, how do you start that conversation without being awkward? It's like going to I'm used to doing like going to the restaurants or going to coffee bars by myself or window shopping. And it's that anxiety of trying to get a conversation going if it's just another person. It feels so awkward. But I feel like having a dog, you are less having anxiety, because that is like an open form of conversations. It's like, hey, how's this dog interacts? How's she protective of my dog, Mia? She's very protective of me. It's like, if another dog tries to go towards me, she's like, hey, she's just being a dog, you know, very protective. That's what I love about her. And it starts a conversation of like how her dog acts with other dogs, and where that dog has gone to like dog parks or restaurants. And like how you mentioned, like with your dog doesn't want to go in the restaurants and between the legs, you know, it starts that conversation of like what interaction you and your dog have to start that conversation and that friendship. And I feel like when we're at these dog parks, it's that conversation ends there. And I feel like, hey, if we can break that social anxiety and have our dogs and go to these events, it's going to be very helpful, especially for us humans, especially after COVID, is to not be antisocial at the end of the day. And I feel like it's going to be a benefit, especially with Meet My Human, especially being in the Boise, Nampa, Meridian area, is that it's going to help bring everyone together. And especially, again, with this area, it's like being able to have those activities to go to and not just do the activities just with your dogs. And again, I say it's okay to have those activities with your dogs, but I feel like at the end of the day, you need that socialization to just be human.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, dogs especially are, you know, a comfort to us humans, and a, you know, a therapy for us. I mean, our dogs are definitely who are there.
They're the best of us.
They really are. I miss dearly. I have been thinking very hard lately about getting another golden retriever, and I want one so bad, but I'm like, I just know that in my life right now, my busyness and I'm in and I'm out in my house situation, I'm like, I just want it be, it wouldn't be the best situation for the dog, and I want it to be the best situation. And so I bought two houseplants, and I'm a plant mom now instead of a dog mom.
But you're going to have to take care of those plants, and you're going to have to find and talk to people that it helps that social interaction afterwards. It's like, hey, you get into an activity. It's like, okay, in that whole mindset of like, what do I do? How to take care of these plants? Who do I talk to? And it becomes an interest at the end of the day. And it just keeps that not being antisocial, but you don't know inside that you need that. You know, you need that comfort of knowing that you are keeping that plant growing, what you can do to ensure that you have enough water, or like you said earlier, sharing your knowledge.
Right.
I feel like you need that piece of socialization just to grow right. at the end of the day.
It's that human interaction that we all chase and we all need, but it's, you know, all different parts of us. We have, you know, our spiritual, we have our, you know, faith, we have our, you know, emotional and our loving. Like, we need as humans to be connected on all those different levels and, you know, our self-growth. Like, I'm learning, you know, what to do and how to do it with those, you know, plants. but that's, you know, that's what I love about you is that you do have a passion with, you know, your dog and how you can bring people together and intertwine those things off of a commonality. And that commonality is that dog, you know. And then once you have something, you know, in common with each other, it's so much easier to connect with them and talk with them. And I am not a person that has social anxiety. I mean, I literally could go up to any person anytime and probably just start a conversation. And I do. I have the mantra of like, strangers are just future friends. Like, mm-hmm. I absolutely love humans. I actually have a roommate right now that has a dog. And I'm like, you know what? Like, I love my dog, but I'm not a dog person. You know, like, I'm a golden person for sure. If you have a golden retriever, like, I am there. They're my kind of yeah. dog, right? But I just am not that person. But I know that there are a lot of people that just want to love on other dogs. And it gives them the opportunity to come to these meetings with you and, you know, love on other people's dogs and have those conversations and have that commonality of, you know, a safe place. Mm-hmm. And then you start evolving after that. You start having, you know, more conversations or, you know, you start talking with them and maybe they need, you know, a need for something. It's the same as these, you know, networking events yeah. that you go for work. It's like, okay, that's work based, but like, I want this to be about my dog, you know? And there are so many people that are like, my grandma is one of them that, you know, she's older, she's retired, and her dogs have always been her tried and true. She's like, I can't do that. My dog, this, you know, I can't do this because my dog that. And we're like, grandma, like, you know, like we need to, there is a little bit of where like, okay, like we can have somebody else watch your dogs. Like, she's like, nope. And I'm like, you know what? That makes her happy.
Yeah.
She's good. She's in her element. We'll let her be in her element, you know. So how do people, or how are you getting the word out to where the locations are? How often are you doing these locations? What's kind of the capacity with that? What does that look like?
So right now, we recently, the first event, like any kind of event or anything that you put out there, our first event, no one showed up. I was happy about that. You know what? If anything, I still had my dog. And yeah. we enjoyed, it was a hot day too. So, and with her, we went on a walk. We got our coffee. I was good. And it was our first weekend in and moving in. So I was like, you know what? It's okay. I have my dog. It's perfectly fine. I wasn't even mad about it. I was like, whoever shows, it's perfectly fine. Again, we need that human interaction. We just recently had another event last Sunday that was at the Green Acres Food Truck Boise or Food Truck Park.
Yeah.
And
right
so,
off of the Boise Green Bow.
Yes. Yep. And we had about 7 or 8 dogs came in, and I was so surprised. I was like, you know what? This maybe there is a need for this, especially since it gets some conversations going. And with that, with those conversations, they actually showed me that there was another dog park across the food truck park. And it was like, oh, I didn't know about this. Again, sharing your knowledge there. Later this week, we actually have another event at Craft Brewers Boise. Sorry if I'm taking long to say that out loud, because I'm still new to this place, to this area, and I'm yeah. like, where's all these places? So that's going to be on Saturday at 12 to 2. They have a mimosa special, $3.
Wow.
So, and who doesn't like mimosas?
Right.
So we have that event. I have not released August events, but I'm trying to at least have some kind of variety of events throughout the month, so different variations, because I don't want it to be all about breweries, food. You know, I think next month we will have one at a ice cream place.
Fun.
And so within those events, they are currently being posted on Instagram. And so right now, everything, it's just bring your dog, you know. There's no RSVP. depending on the capacity, eventually when I'm going to be reaching out to businesses, getting their input and saying, hey, what kind of events would you like to hold? What kind of support do you need from us just from a marketing perspective? Because for me, I like to support local businesses. I want to see if they want to be interested in pop-ups, events, or special events, doggy crawls. I know there's like beer crawls or or coffee crawls. Doing volunteering and just making it a thing where people know that these activities are going to be available for them. And so they can bring their dogs and just enjoy, you know, having fun at the end of the day, you know, and that they're not leaving their dogs at home, because at the end of the day, our dogs are our babies.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, while we wrap up, I would love, how can people find you? How, besides Instagram, is that where you're just posting on your Meet My Human Instagram, or is it ads that you're pushing?
So with Meet My Human, you can find us on Instagram as well as Facebook. At the moment, I can put on ads, but at the moment I don't want to put ads. I previously did that with my old social platform, and I feel like, let's see organically how this happens.
Yeah.
Because on my last social platform, I would put some money, and I'm like, you know what? I don't need to put too much money on doing things if it's something that I can grow organically and just build up and just see how that, like, if there is a need, you know, and go from there. Eventually, I want to turn Meet My Human to a business. And again, everybody wants their side income, not just from their full-time job, you know. And maybe it'll become something that will be something like a full-time gig, because I think I enjoy just being with my dog. You know, she just makes me happy and gives me less anxiety.
What kind of dog is it?
She is a Catahoula. So her name is Mia. We call her the dog mom of the dog park. So she's like the dog police. And so she loves when she sees the big dogs running around. Like if you could imagine two huskies running around the dog park, she'll be the dog police telling them, stop it. There's no running. They're just like, yeah, I'm sorry. Our dog's not being mean. She's just barking to tell you tell your dogs to stop it.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you coming on here. I think the biggest thing, you know, just listening from you, is that you never know who you're going to, you know, meet in the world. You never know how that's going to come back. So just be a good, kind human out there in the world. And I want to, you know, thank you for coming on to the show. And hopefully we, you know, I don't have a dog, but I'll send all my people to your meetups. And if you're listening, definitely go check out Meet My Human on Instagram and Facebook. Connect with her. I'm sure she would take some feedback of, you know, places or restaurants or, you know, different areas that they would be welcoming into having, you know, a meetup. So I appreciate you followers for listening to another episode, and we will see you soon. Bye-bye, guys. Thank you for tuning into the show today. Your feedback is very important to me. If you could leave a review, as well as follow me on Instagram at rawthoughts.podcast and email in at m.rawthoughts@gmail.com if you have any guest suggestions.